Do you feel like your family is constantly dealing with conflict? Are your children fighting a lot with one another, or do you find yourself arguing with them about things like bedtime or curfews? Is there too much yelling, hurt feelings, and miscommunication going on? Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Dr. Laura Granato with the Granato Group. Every family experiences conflict. Today, we'll discuss how parents and children can use conflict resolution to handle arguments, improve communication, and build a more peaceful home. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's start by defining what exactly we mean by conflict resolution.
Well, first, we need to recognize that conflict is a natural and a normal part of being in a relationship. And the resolution is the process of managing the conflict in a way that is helpful, where both people involved learn and listen to each other's needs and issues, and then they work together to reach a satisfactory agreement. So it would be unrealistic to think that there would be any relationship without conflict.
Sometimes we fantasize about that, but that's not reality, is it?
Correct.
So talk to us a little bit about what are the benefits for families of using conflict resolution within our families.
Well, when we look at how families use conflict resolution, it's important to keep in mind that it's a process and it's a skill set. So it's learning how to communicate better. It's learning how to problem solve. It's learning how to deal with feelings and issues and needs. So when we look at families and we say we need to teach these skills, we're teaching life skills that the families and the family members need.
And really teaching our children skills that they're going to need in the workplace and in their future relationships as well, right?
Correct.
So let's get into it. What are the basic steps of resolving a conflict in a healthy way?
Well, the first would be to bring out the conflict, to say what the conflict is from each person's point of view, and make sure that each party involved understands what the conflict is and how each person perceives the conflict. The second thing to remember is to separate the issue from the person. So you want to do that by showing respect for the person, respect for their feelings and how they view the issue, but to not personalize it in any way. So then you want to work to define the problem together, okay, and take both points of views or several points of view and put them together into one definition of a problem. And then go through a brainstorming process of how can we solve this conflict? What are some solutions so that we can make sure that everybody's needs are addressed? And brainstorm to come up with a plan together. So this is where the bonding and the collaboration takes place. The most important part is to be able to forgive the hurt that may come out of the process or that led to the conflict. So it's really important that in looking at conflict resolution that we also look at forgiving and moving forward and not dwelling on the past.
So sometimes I'm sure easier said than done.
Yes.
But an important goal for the process. Well, let's talk some specific examples. Parents often express concern that it feels like their children are constantly fighting with each other and sibling rivalry and those kinds of things. How should we as parents guide our children in resolving conflicts with their siblings?
This is a very general question, so I'm going to try to give you a very general answer. But some guidelines would be, when possible, let the brothers and sisters and the siblings resolve their differences themselves. So as a parent, you want to give your children the skills and the techniques that they need to resolve their problem and step in as little as possible. I mean, of course, if a child's in danger or if someone's getting hurt, you need to step in, but as much as possible to let them resolve the conflict. To be sure to remain neutral and not take sides. So that would be important as the parent, not to take the side of one of the siblings. The next one is to recognize appropriate behavior. So often as parents, we get caught in the role of correcting and criticizing and pointing out what a child shouldn't be doing. And it's really important to catch your children resolving conflicts, working together, playing together, collaborating. You know, a big word is teamwork, and to recognize those strengths when we see them and point them out to your children. I have two more. One more would be don't make comparisons among your children because that sets them up for competition and sibling rivalry. So you want to try as much as possible to each have each child treated separately and focus on each child's strengths and expectations that relate to just that child.
Individually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then the last one is to acknowledge your children's feelings. So often we get caught up in the race of the day and the rush, and children have pretty strong emotions and feelings. And to be able to acknowledge those, it's okay to be frustrated with your brother or your sister. It's okay to feel like you want to hit them because you're angry, but to separate the feelings from the actions. It's okay to be angry, but it's not okay to hit.
And being able to give children vocabulary to talk about those feelings is a really strong point because lots of kids aren't there yet. They've got those feelings, but they don't know how to label it as being frustrated. So giving them that vocabulary and then telling them it's okay to feel that way, but then here's how we have to act is kind of distinguishing that. It's really helpful tips. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Dr. Laura Granato, and we're talking about conflict resolution for families. So we talked about sibling-to-sibling conflicts. What about parent-child conflicts? What tips do you offer parents for resolving conflicts with their children?
Again, this answer would depend on the child's developmental level because actually we were talking about children from 4 years old to 16 years old. So there's a wide range, but I'm just going to give you some general guidelines. You would want to use positive language. So to focus on what behavior and what expectations you have rather than on what you don't have. So you want to stay calm and use a voice volume that's appropriate so that children don't get excited, you don't get excited, the message can be clearly relayed. You want to suggest some options and some alternatives if the conflict comes up and says, okay, are there other ways we can address this problem? You want to keep the message simple, especially for young children. It's important to have them understand what you're saying and not just hear words, but to understand the message of what's being relayed. And for parents, it's important to be gentle but firm. When a conflict arises, sometimes parents get thrown off balance and they anticipate a tantrum or, you know, a huge ordeal will result from it. But to keep your message consistent and to be clear and not waver from your message. The other part is to make it clear to your children that you want to understand where they're coming from and what they understand. And again, back to what their feelings are related to the conflict, so to really try to allow the time for you to use this as a bonding moment and a time to use this as a wonderful parent-child exchange rather than, oh no, there's a conflict and this is going to be trouble.
And a teachable moment. Back
exactly.
To those teachable moments. Kids learn a lot by watching us as parents. So what are we teaching our children when we have a conflict with our spouse or our partner?
Well, what we're teaching them depends on how we handle the conflict. So remember, children learn what they live. So whatever they experience, whatever they witness is what they will then learn. So it's important as parents to make sure that we exhibit good skills for them and we give them good role models. So we want them to see that we're listening to each other, we're problem solving, we're respectfully disagreeing. It's important for kids to learn that conflict happens. Frequently, I'll hear parents say, oh, well, we never fight in front of the children, or we don't want them to hear anything. But that's actually an approach that's hurting your children because you want them to see that conflict happens. It's a normal and natural part of a relationship. And then have them see how to resolve the conflict. So, and we want to model these skills. So just to keep in mind that kids learn by watching.
That makes sense. So if conflict is inevitable in relationships and kids are more aware than we want to believe about conflicts among adults in the household, talk to us a little bit about some language we can use with our kids when we know they've observed a conflict between adults in the household. How do we talk to them about it afterwards?
Well, it would be important that, again, kids know that it's natural for parents to disagree or adults. Because we're also talking about partners, I believe, too. Mm-hmm. So It could be other family members, too. Mm-hmm. It could be mom disagreeing with her sister or a mother. But again, it's important for them to know that disagreement is a normal part of a relationship. And then to explain to them maybe a little bit more so they understand why the conflict arises. It's because there's a miscommunication or a difference of opinion or a difference in expectations. And then to maybe work with them on some of the skills and give them examples of how they can resolve conflict. So, and how you've been successful in resolving conflict with them. So I think it's really important for children not to be afraid of conflict. So to really focus on it being a positive part of the family relationships.
So while we don't want to put our kids in the middle of our relationships, our adult sort of conflicts, and we don't want to bring them into the sort of nitty-gritty of our conflict with the spouse, we do want them to point out to them the skills that we're trying to use in order to deal with conflict, which is a normal part of life.
Right. And can I follow up with something else?
Please do.
Okay. You had mentioned earlier that these are skills that will help children in every aspect of their life. And there's research out there that shows life success is determined by people's ability to relate to one another and their people skills. So, and conflict resolution, communication, these are all life skills which will help our children to be successful. They are learned at home first, and then they will take them into school with them and take them into the workplace later on.
So if we figure out how to help them resolve conflicts in the family, they're going to be more likely to resolve conflicts at school in a healthy way and then in the future workplace and in their future relationships and families that they start. Very helpful. We have just about a minute left. Is there anything else you wanted to be sure to express to parents out in the community or something you wanted to just reemphasize?
I guess I would like to say that there are a lot of resources available for people who may have difficulty handling conflict. And, you know, in addition to being able to access some of the support services, there's a lot online and in resources and books which will help people develop the skills and the techniques that they need. So don't feel at a disadvantage if you've never experienced conflict growing up and you don't have these skills. How am I going to teach them to my children? There are resources out there to help you with that.
That's a great way to end because it really is a sign of strength to reach out and ask for help. And so that's something that SCAN in particular is always trying to reinforce, that it's okay to not have all the answers and that there are resources out there to ask for help. It's important that we understand that conflict in a family is normal. We all have different opinions and partners are going to have disagreements and hurt feelings from time to time. Add parenting to the normal challenges of adult-to-adult relationships and parents are going to get stressed and argue sometimes. Children are going to push boundaries. That's part of being a normal kid. Conflict resolution gives us a healthy way to manage disagreements and other challenges. By calming down enough to talk about a problem, we can help our families grow stronger. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Dr. Laura Granato for joining me today to talk about this very important topic. Remember, we need to pause for our children. No matter how fast the world might be moving around us, it's critical that we pay attention to the children in our lives. Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on your children and know that it's okay to ask for help. For more information about conflict resolution and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.